Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. You're going to enjoy today's show.
Oh, we talked about travel disasters and also travel wins.
Yes.
And board games.
And board games. Boring.
But first, Wander Beauty. We are obsessed with Wander Beauty. It's beauty products for real life. I'm just going to skip all the reading BS and tell you that I absolutely die for their powder foundation.
Yep.
It's so easy to put on. It doesn't get on your fingers. It's just like putting on a powder, but it's a foundation.
It looks so sleek. It's so like finish proof.
Their mascara is amazing. I'm obsessed with it. And you know I love the cream, the blush. It comes in a stick and it's got a glow on one end.
My sister took that from me.
Well, we got to get you another one, girl.
I know. She loved it.
I just love all their products, and they make it really easy. You can just get a few products, pack them for on the go. You can get 20% off right now off of your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. That's wanderbeauty.com/FCOL for 20% off. wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. Do yourself a favor and at least grab the foundation so that you can see what we're talking about and be cool like us.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? Welcome.
It's Friday. It was so weird having a whole week.
I know.
Without being here.
Yeah.
I missed it.
I know. I did too.
I was happy that I knew that we did good shows.
Right.
I couldn't remember anything they were about, I knew they were good. But I was like, it just feels weird not being there.
I know. It was. It was weird. I was so on the go. I felt like I've been gone. I felt like I haven't seen you in years.
I know.
You look tan.
I think I did
what
get
did
some color.
What did you guys tell us? Okay. Well, let's talk.
Let's talk acne. Listen, we got this notification from Proactive that they wanted to be sponsors on our show. And, you know, in case you don't know this, every sponsor comes through. We have to approve it. Like, we don't just do whatever's put in front of us. We say, yes, we'll do this ad. And I was excited because we have teenagers.
Yes.
And teenagers that get a lot of pimples.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Proactive works.
Oh, it really does.
It's a product that is tried and true. On every single time I'm on like a Facebook, like a teen parents group, people swear by Proactive. Everybody loves this product. So I was like, yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, Proactive, first of all, they have the newest, they're always on the cutting edge, I feel like, these doctors. They have the newest, it contains Adapalene, which is the newest acne fighting innovation made available. It's now over the counter. It used to be you had to have a prescription. So now it's in their formula, which is awesome. And it really works. It's like a topical retinoid used in the treatment for mild to moderate acne.
Because Proactive really works. And I feel like acne is not something you should have to live with.
No.
First of all, it can cause scarring.
Yes.
You know? And when we were kids, like when I was a kid, you just dealt with it.
Right.
There wasn't really, all you had was like Clearasil, which didn't do anything. But now Proactive actually works, can give you clear skin. I mean, you have to keep using it.
Yes. Yes. And it's Proactive MD, which is their acne treatment system.
Right now, for our listeners, we have a back-to-school offer from Proactive that you can't get anywhere else. With your Proactive MD order, you will also receive for free Proactive's on-the-go bag, which features their T-Zone Oil Absorber, Body Acne Wipes, and Green Tea Moisturizer. Close to $100 value, plus my favorite, free shipping, with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Go to proactive.com/FCOL to get the special offer. Again, go to Proactive, that's proactive.com/FCOL to order and make your kids' first day back at school their best day ever. Also, there is nothing like enjoying the delicious homebrewed taste of Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea to give you that comforting feeling of home. Lynette, We were in Buffalo
uh-huh.
and enjoyed a lot of Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.
Yes, me
it's
too.
It's pleasing for the entire mm-hmm. family.
Oh, yeah.
If you're having a get-together mm-hmm. and you need to host,
right.
what a great beverage to have on hand.
Absolutely. And they have 14 flavors and sizes, so there's something for everybody. My whole family enjoyed it when we were in Chicago on vacation.
Yeah.
We had it.
It's mm-hmm. perfectly crafted with ingredients like pure filtered water, mountain-grown tea, and just the right amount of sweetness.
Yes.
Not too sweet, not bitter.
Right.
It's the real brewed taste that always makes you feel right at home. And right now, you can go and get it at so many different retailers. Any retailer near you, they're all carrying it. It's Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the taste that brings you home.
And we're home. Speaking of home, I'm home.
You've been home. I've been home for a few days.
So did you guys adjust to, like, how are the kids with the time change and stuff like that? They were fine?
They were totally fine. First of all, Sadie and Xander are now, I think I've always kind of known this,
mm-hmm.
but now that they're 11, They seem like older. They're like uh-huh. real people
right
now.
Right.
And
isn't that nice?
It is so nice. But I've come to realize that our whole family, me the least at this point, are just night owls.
Yeah,
like
I know.
My kids,
I know.
They don't get tired.
Mm-hmm. Not until late. Yeah, I know. I get the most energy in the evening.
So it was really good for them. So here's what happened. We fly in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the only bad part, and then I want to hear your nightmare.
No, but
let's talk about our travel first.
Okay, so you flew from L.A. straight
to Buffalo.
Through. Okay,
so we flew to Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
which is in New York,
mm-hmm.
and then we got in at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then we rented a car,
which was
directly like at the airport. You just mm-hmm. walk across the terminal,
yeah.
and then you're at the rental car place.
Right.
It's 12:30. Midnight, right?
New York time.
Mm-hmm. There is this super long line at the rental place. I put it on my Instagram. It was crazy. And it was one of those things, though, that ended up being kind of funny because mm-hmm. it was so bad that it was funny.
Oh, my God. I had this same experience. So bad. It was funny.
Because we walk in and we're like, it's the middle of the night. There's like 50 people in line. And all the rest of the rental car companies are closed. So it's like this, try to picture like this really long counter
mm-hmm.
with, you know, National, Budget, this one. And we're there for Budget. And it's Budget and Avis are next to each other. And they're the only ones that are still open.
Uh-huh.
So your first hope is like that all these people are here for all different car
right.
companies. No, mm-mm. they're all there for our same one. And we were like, this can't be right, because we have a reservation.
I was just going to say,
now we're
did
all
you
like
reserve?
We're special,
right?
Of course we did. We're
they
like
should have a line for the people that reserved a car,
right? So of course we're like, okay, this can't be for us because
right.
we have a reservation. Like
right.
all we need to do is give us our key.
Yeah,
like, that's all we.
Bye-bye.
We're already
mm-hmm.
in your system,
mm-hmm.
prepaid.
Right,
give us the key. No, they're like, this one line,
unbelievable.
So now everybody is in the same boat. Every new person that walks in is having the same like initiation. Like
uh-huh.
they're walking in and going, okay, this can't be like, I have a reservation.
Right.
We're like, yeah,
yeah,
we've already been through this.
My
everybody's
God.
Here. So now everybody's really mad. And then it's funny because we're starting to make jokes because
mm-hmm.
it's so bad.
Yeah,
and the kids are like, are you kidding me? Like we've just been on a 5-hour flight and now they're
horrible.
Tired.
Mm-hmm.
So then the kids are getting kind of punchy
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and then there was this like, you know, the things that you carry around on Halloween, it's like a plastic pumpkin
mm-hmm.
and it's
yeah.
filled with candy and it's on the counter. And I was like, oh, this isn't a good sign. I go, this line's been here since Halloween. Got a big laugh on that. So now I'm feeling kind of good.
Yeah,
I'm like, feeling good.
Where are you from?
From Los Angeles. Pats
right,
is out. Feeling good.
Warming the crowd up.
I start talking to the crowd. John's making jokes. I'm making jokes. Everyone. Then we start making jokes where how we're going to have a reunion next year for the line for Budget.
Right.
And then we're giving the guy shit behind the counter
because
we're like, what is the deal? And this guy was the manager, and he looks like he's 19, right? And we're like, well, did you think you might need some extra employees? Like, what's the deal? And he's like, well, it's just really hard. He's like, this is just the rental car business. It's like this now. And then, of course, other people are like, dude, no, you're 19. They're like, this is not the rental car business. No. We rent cars all over the country.
And they're
never seen this guy before.
So he was the only guy there?
So we were literally in line from like 12:45 because we got our luggage, mm-hmm. went to the line 12:45 to probably 2.
Oh my God.
In line. Yeah. So then
oh my God.
So then we drive. So we get into the house, yeah, at 3 a.m.
Ugh.
But
thank God.
Other than that, we pull up. It's a beautiful house that we'd rented, a vacation rental thing. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. It was this gorgeous, huge house, and it was right on a private beach. So it was in Canada. Yeah, we were at Crystal Beach, Canada.
Right.
You walk down 50 steps. There's like a jacuzzi outside. You walk down 50 steps, and you're in the lake. It's Lake Erie.
Awesome. I'm so happy you
guys
did that.
The weather was gorgeous all week, and I didn't think I was going to be able to do The Bachelor on Monday, but I brought my computer just in case, mm-hmm. and we had DirecTV, mm-hmm. so I was able to do my podcast that night. We made fires at night. We had a fire pit. We had a jacuzzi.
That's awesome.
We made s'mores. Uh-huh. We went to the grocery store every night, which sounds like a pain, but it was me. It was my family. It was John's sister, Wendy, and my niece and nephew, Ben and Annie. Mm-hmm. And then it was John's, like, grandmother's sister's son, who he hadn't seen in, like, 25 years. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy named Peter. He was, like, really funny and a nice guy.
Just him. He came.
Well, what we did was... This was part of the trip was, you know, John lost both his parents in the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so we had their remains with us. Mm-hmm. Sounds gross, but they were cremated and they had a service in Connecticut, but then we had a little service in Buffalo. Uh-huh. We drove into Buffalo one day and we did a service for them on Monday, actually. And it was a really beautiful little short 20-minute service.
That's awesome.
At the Forest Lawn Cemetery there with an old friend of his mom's who led the service. And then we were all there and then we had a little lunch. And
That's great. That's really nice. That's so sweet. That's good for the kids, you know. They need to see their family. That's really – so it was just you guys pretty much the rest of the week with your niece and nephew.
Yeah, and John's – like great cousin or whatever, but who was so nice. So it was like this really fun, like every night we went to his sister and I went to the grocery store like every day to every other day. Mm-hmm. And then we would get like chicken and we would grill chicken and make a salad. Mm-hmm. And so it was actually so inexpensive. Like I'm late to the party of this vacation rentals. Uh-huh. Like I'm back at hotels.
I know.
This is so much better.
Is it? I've never done it.
When you go to like a hotel, I imagine I haven't been to Hawaii, but I imagine it costs a ton money.
Of course.
Because you have to buy every meal, like every breakfast, every lunch. Unless you're at an all inclusive like resort, you're constantly going to restaurants, right?
Right.
Well, we went shopping the whole grocery bill. For nine people, three meals a day, the whole week was $500.
That's awesome.
And we split it. Our bill was $250 is all we each spent. And every day we were having having ice cream for dessert and making eggs in the morning and toast and making sandwiches for lunch and then grilling hot dogs and burgers and chicken.
Isn't that the best? It's so much better that way.
Yeah.
Because also like – the kids are kids. They're hungry. They want a snack or whatever. What are you going to do? You got to go down to the casino or you got to order room service. No, you have everything there. It's nice to cook and make eggs in the morning. Like, I love it so much better.
I know.
I've never done it. I mean, I know because I've been at my sister-in-law's house. I've been in another house and we went shopping and did the same thing, got all the stuff and cooked every day. But it's so much better. I love that.
Yeah, and it's not hard. It's like kind of relaxing. And the nice thing was this house had everything that you need.
Right.
So it was full of dishes and cups and you didn't have to pack all your own, you know.
Yeah.
You're just
That's awesome.
In someone's house.
I love that. I'm glad you guys did that.
Yeah. So, so just super relaxing. I think.
And wait, how old is Ben and Annie?
Ben and Annie are in their 20s. Mm-hmm. But I've known them since they were little kids.
Wow.
Since like Ben was 3.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's about 23 and Annie's about 27.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And so did your kids play together or they like hung out?
We all hung out mm-hmm. like every day. The kids loved being in the lake.
Yeah.
Like every day they would get up, put on their bathing suits and run down and jump in the water could like swim all day. It was just really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It was like for me, it was hard to get used to being bored.
Yeah.
Sort of like Kaylin and his baby. I was like, you look forward to it. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm bored.
So bored.
Because I have realized that I'm not used to just not doing anything.
Right, not having anything to do. It's weird, right?
I like stimulation.
Yeah.
I like there to be activities.
Yeah.
Like I do better with stuff to do, in Vegas or a place where there's oh my God, there's nothing to do. Like you wake up and I don't have a dog to walk. I don't have a job. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to read a book. I watched some Lifetime movies.
So what'd you do?
I watched some TV.
You did?
I mean, I went swimming, but it's like, how many hours are you going to go swimming? That's fun for a half hour,
I
swam.
I got a Lifetime movie to watch.
Can I listen to a podcast and be in a lake? No? Well, I mean,
it's true.
How much joking around with your family can you really joked out? You know, it's too much relaxing.
So
and then you're like, oh my God, I'm going to five more days of this. I've done everything. We're good.
We have parallel lives because I felt the same. Yeah. You feel like, so you're sitting there, you really want to watch your movie. And sometimes I'd feel a little guilty because everybody's outside going to the lake or whatever, doing something else. And I'm like, we just hung out for an hour. I made breakfast.
Right.
Can I go relax? I want to relax. It's my vacation too.
Right.
You know?
And then you feel guilty because they're relaxing together but outside. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm just relaxing inside on the couch. It's close. We're in your proximity.
Absolutely.
We're adjacent.
Right.
But why do I have to feel guilty because I'm relaxing on a couch on my own?
Right.
And then the kids would come in and be like, what are you doing?
I know.
And then I'd have to watch something they want to watch because I'm like, I guess I can't watch this Lifetime movie that's boring to them. So it's like, how about, all right, Bad Grandpa's on. Or we watched a bunch of our favorite show was Sal and Joe and Q. Impractical Jokers.
We did too. We watched Brad because that's a perfect show for all of us to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then really, so I read a book.
Uh-huh.
I read Still Alice.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've read before, but you know me and my memory.
Wait, I think I read that too then. Did I?
It's about.
You've told me about it.
There's a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
with,
written.
What's her name? I can't remember because it's about Alzheimer's. And
Yeah. With Julianne Moore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Because
I don't have a good memory. It was good, and like I said, I have the worst memory, so I read it a couple years ago. It was like I'd never read it before. All I knew was that I liked it.
You know, so funny, because, so Wendy and I were watching, whenever we could get alone time or whatever to watch, we both want to watch The Housewives, the New York Housewives, and get caught up.
I watched the reunion.
I was
appointment TV, bitches.
Right.
I'm watching the Real Housewives reunion.
Well, so then she watched a bunch of episodes that I didn't get to see. And she's like, I'll watch it again. It's like, I have Alzheimer's. I don't remember that. I watch it and I fall asleep. She's like, it's all new to me.
Right.
So let's watch the other episodes again. Oh, then she'll be like, oh, this is a good scene. You got to watch this. Yeah. We did that. I didn't see the reunion. I got all caught up and watched the whole season.
Well, I think the reunion was on Thursday. No, because we came home on Thursday. So it was the Tuesday one, which was, now I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I think I watched the Beverly Hills reunion.
Yeah. Well, there was that too. Totally. You feel like you just want to relay on the couch and watch TV. Because you don't have a lot to do, and it's, you wake up in the morning, what are we going to do? We did the same thing.
We had nothing to do.
Yeah.
Because there's no town.
Right.
So, and we didn't need to go to there was a public beach, which John took the kids to the public beach one day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was no, I mean, it was like, well, now we're on a beach with people we don't know.
Right.
As opposed to our own beach.
Yeah.
Where we didn't need that. So once they did it once, they were like, well, we don't really, and there's no town. There's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. There's not a, there's like all the stores are kind of boarded up. It's weird. So there's not even like a place to buy souvenirs. So there was no point in leaving.
Yeah. Why leave?
Why leave? Well, except that it's boring.
Yeah.
But.
Were the kids boring?
No, they weren't bored. They were having a great time.
Yeah.
LB was bored.
Yeah.
So LB was being a total teenager, and she just watched she watched all three seasons of Stranger Things. Between the plane ride out, the trip, and the plane ride back, she watched the all
oh
of Stranger
God,
Things.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. Well, good for her. It's her vacation, too.
She slept a lot.
Yeah.
But the girl needed some downtime because she's been playing basketball.
Yeah, traveling.
She crammed the health class. Mm-hmm. She went to D.C. Then she took a class for high school that she had to cram into a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then she, has been going to all those basketball. Yeah. I think she was just tired ready for
a
break.
That's good. That's so – you think you guys will do that on a yearly thing or no?
You know, it's funny because while we were there, I was like, oh, my God, we should be doing this every year. Because it was really nice to see family.
Right.
It was really nice to hang out with them. It felt so good. I felt really connected and like I have family.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
And I really, really like John's sister and my niece and nephew. They're just such good, fun people. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should tell you that one night, couple nights, so his sister brought – this game called Telestrations, which is a board game, that was pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's like you make a picture. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a little booklet, and you get a word, and then you have to draw a picture. You write down your word, and then you draw a picture. Then you pass it to the next person who has to guess what you drew a picture of and write it down.
God.
And then the next person, you pass it to the next person, and they draw a picture of what that person's guess was, and then – it gets full circle. So if you're playing with like six people, by the time you get it back, it's something very different than it started out.
Right, right.
It's a cute, fun game.
That's
and then
so
we
fun.
Played Life on the last night. So it was like board games.
I know.
The funny thing though is that I know you will relate to and I thought of you is board games are like, I love the idea of it, but I like don't like to learn new board games.
I have.
What? I like, they have like 8 pages of instructions.
I know.
There's so many rules.
Right.
And I'm like, it's so overwhelming that I'm just like, why don't we just play a game I've played before when I was a kid?
I know. Let's play Old Maid.
That's too short to learn a new game.
I know.
Telestrations. I'm like, what is this book? And then luckily, LB, young minds, man,
they
can get new information and process it and spit it back out to you.
Explained it to everybody. Yeah.
We played this other game called Secret Agent Code Names or something. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, God, no. Ain't nobody got time to learn a game. It looks so complicated. And Elvie's like, it's really not. It's really simple. Uh-huh. She reads the instructions. I'm like, wake me when you know how to play this.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, I got it. Here's how to do it.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is how life should be.
Right.
Having a 14-year-old to just interpret any new information. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should be interpreted through another third party.
I know. And then I do this thing. I go, well, let's just start playing and I'll figure it out as we go. Like, because then this person has to guess it. All right, let's just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you eliminate like most of the rules.
Right.
You wonder why the game's boring.
That's stupid. We don't need to do that. Yeah. Then you change the rule and now it's your own game.
Oh, and this is another thing that happened. Tell me if you can relate to this. Okay. So Xander with his friend played a game called Super Smash Brothers or something?
Yeah, Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes home. Now, we used to have a Wii, and I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? But John, threw it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got Mine's Apple TV, and John was like, I don't know. Apple TV has games. We don't need a Wii.
Right.
He got rid of it with all the remotes and all that. So Xander comes home from this play date like a couple weeks ago. He's like, I really like this game called Super Smash Bros. Like, what I really want more than anything else in life is a Wii. And I'm like, this kid's not doing anything this summer, right? He had the one vacation.
Right.
And now that's done.
Right.
And he is doing the parkour.
Yeah.
And tumbling, but that's an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's he going to do the other 23 hours of the day,
Super Smash Bros.
So I'm like, all right, you know, let me do my magic, go on eBay, and see if I can find like a used, because the Wii is, they don't make them anymore.
Right.
It's all Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I know.
Right? So, and I'm like, he didn't even want a Nintendo Switch. So that wasn't, the pressure was not on to get one. So I'm like, okay, well, let me go look. So I buy, I find for $80, I find this, a bundle.
That's a good idea.
With a, it's a Wii U. It comes with, it had Super Smash Bros. With it.
Awesome.
Xander's super excited.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take my Parent of the Year award anytime you're ready to put together a ceremony. I order it. I, Xander's like, oh, Mom, thank you so much, Mom. Oh my God, you're the best, Mom. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm like, no problem. Right?
Yeah.
So it comes and they go to, John goes to help Xander like connect it or whatever. And they're like, so this doesn't work without, you need like this gamepad with it. And I'm like, what? Well, didn't that come with the thing? I mean, it was $80.
Right.
Should come with the, is that on the picture? I don't know. Go look at my order. And Xander's like, no. And then John's like, honey, the gamepad apparently is like the brains of the whole operation. Like, it doesn't work without that. And I was like, why would these people sell me just the accoutrements?
Right.
And no, the, not the brain. Don't they know I can't play it that way?
Right, right, right.
I literally got a text from John basically going, we got screwed. Because that's not the Wii U. It's the console, and we got a game, but you can't play it.
Right.
So now, it's like the next day we're going on vacation. Because we got this, like, the day before we were leaving for the vacation, and Xander was so excited, and then he can't play it. So now he, like, went from, like, the highest high to, like, he's crying.
Feeling. I know.
But I thought I was going to be able to play it. And I'm like, all right, everybody calm down. I'm going to buy the gamepad.
Yeah.
Of course. What do you think happened? No, the gamepad's like $100.
Oh. So, you can still buy it, though?
Oh, I could buy it. But it was like the $80 was not covering anything.
I had a
it was
feeling,
the $100.
Like $80, like,
so now it's going to be $180.
Yeah, because those things are like $300.
But this was used.
Right,
I bought a used thing.
$80. Yeah.
Right?
But I don't have eBay, so I don't know. Like, that's that. Yeah.
Well, everybody has eBay.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, now Xander's obsessed, right? Yes. So he's like, well, so can we order the thing?
Right.
And I'm like, not today, because it's going to come while we're gone.
Right.
So then John's like, look, honey, look, bro, whatever he calls him, look, buddy, while we're gone, we'll order it. And then it'll come like when we get home.
That's nice.
So Xander, of course, what do you think happens? He asks about it every day.
Of
right?
course.
Like, so are we going to, we ordering it today? Or like, I'm like, we're on vacation.
I know.
Watch your Practical Jokers.
I know.
A load off. Like, what?
Sal yell at all the kids in the pool as his punishment.
Like, for my vacation, I don't want to think about Super Smash Bros.
I know.
And
but
the
that's
fact
that's all
that you're
he
not,
can think about.
That's all he could think about. So we get home. And what do you think? We get home. I get home. I go pick up Penelope. I'm all like, I have other things on my mind. John goes and gets like Chipotle for everybody. We're all exhausted. It's like now it's like 8 o'clock at night. And Xander, can we order? Because we wouldn't order it on the vacation.
Right.
John's like, just wait till we get home.
Right.
Can we order it now? Can we please order it now?
This poor kid.
So we're like, we're going to order it tomorrow.
Okay.
So this was like a couple days ago. So we go to sit down to order it. And then John is like, you know, I mean, at this point, how do we even know it's going to work? Like, maybe we should just get like a Game Boy or a PlayStation with some, another, like a, maybe we just pay for a new system.
Right.
Well, no, Xander's too far gone. Like, he's already in his mind. He's already playing Super Smash Brothers on the Wii U that doesn't exist yet.
On his couch. Right.
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 He's way beyond. It's not sounding like a good idea.
Right.
A brand new system. And John is being a dad, a logical dad, who's like, dude, it's a Nintendo Switch or like a, what do you call it? Xbox. Like, that's a cool system.
Yeah.
And it would
be
new. And he's like, I'm thinking of your future.
Right, right.
Like, you're thinking about right now, but like the 12-year-old you might not be happy that you have a Wii U
that
stopped being in production like 8 years ago.
Right.
He goes, 12-year-old you might be like, wow, I like having an Xbox.
Yeah.
Xander is having none of that.
He's like 12. What? I don't. Who cares? I don't. How about a 42-year-old you go get me my game and call it a day?
He's like how Kaylin is about having a baby. He's like a 7-month-old seems like a whole world away from my 2-week-old.
Right.
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 He's like, I ain't thinking about a 7-month-old right now. Right. I'm in today.
Crawling. Yeah. Yeah.
Crawling. That's like
that's
in 5 years.
Yeah.
So Xander's like, he's getting that visibly drawn,
I feel worried. It now for him.
And I'm sitting there going, I understand both because I've been married to John for a long time. So I understand that John is trying to be a dad. Like he's trying to be a good dad. He's well-meaning.
I know.
And now John's getting frustrated at the fact that Xander's getting frustrated, right? It's like that thing where the guy, where they get mad at us for being mad at them.
They're mad because you're mad, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So he's getting upset that Xander's getting frustrated. Yeah. And he's like, it's going to work out. Like, I'm going to get – and I'm having to go, Xander, I'm winking at him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's all good. I'm going to be ordering the Wii U later.
Right,
just
like, I got you.
Let daddy do his process.
Right.
I have to take him aside and go, this is what this is what he has to do.
Right.
He's got to go through the motions. He's got to research.
Yes. Yes.
Got to let him go. You can't argue with it.
Right.
It's not going to. In the end, you'll have a Wii U.
Yeah.
In the end, he's not going to spend $300 when we're already $80
in. When's that end?
So he was so good about it, even though he looked like he was going to cry the whole time. And he was like, Dad, I just want to play Super Smash Brothers. I don't think the Nintendo Switch has Super Smash Brothers. And John's like, of course it does. Uh-huh. It's Nintendo. It's all Nintendo. Anyway, we order the stupid brains of the system. John gets over. He's like, all right, I got good news and bad news. Well, he's like Adam in this way. Uh-huh. He's like, you know, I did the research. He goes, there's pros and cons to both ways to do it. Mm. And he's like, so I guess in the end, it's really kind of a toss up. And Xander's like, good. Can we get the Wii U? And John's like, whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah.
So I go, great. I order it. What he needs. It came yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We're about to go out to a movie. Uh-huh. And then Xander comes in. He's like, it won't connect.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I, being a girl who is not tech savvy, I'm just like, well, we got to throw it out. Like,
oh, my God.
And John's like, no, we don't. And John went out there and was like, Xander, here's what I want you to do. I want you to Google. Mm-hmm. I want you to go to Wii U, Google the instructions. Because it didn't come with instructions because it's secondhand. It's like something you're buying that's refurbished that hasn't been made in seven years.
GameStop, by the way, has all that. GameStop has...
We were at a GameStop yesterday.
Oh, you good?
Yeah, okay. But we didn't. But anyway, we have everything. It ended up just being that you needed the instructions,
right?
Because you have to get some kind of a code. Like there was just some protocol you had to do, and it all worked out. Mm-hmm. And now he's super happy and playing his Wii, and our summer is solved. But
the best,
we came really close to ruining the entire summer.
Poor kid. I know how he feels. I know how he feels. And by the way, my kids played Super Smash Brothers pretty much the whole week.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
In Chicago?
In Chicago, yeah.
Okay, so what did you guys do in Chicago? Or should we do
Let's
quick ad?
Let's talk about FabFitFun first, because it's fab and it's fit and it's fun.
So guess what?
Yes.
The FabFitFun box is on presale.
Yep. That's right. That's right. It's that time of year. It's that time of year. You can get your subscription. You can get it started now and get your FabFitFun box pre-sale.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love the FabFitFun box because so much re-gifting opportunities.
Oh, my God.
No, I use a lot of this. You have an absolute favorite lotion that you've gotten in a couple of boxes that you live for those boxes.
Yes. And I actually, if I run out of it now, I have to go Google it and look for it. So this is the autumn box. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys, you'll get a carefully curated box of products for autumn and you can save money on the quality. It's all full size products because that's the way they do it. They don't do those little chintzy little, sample products. You get full size quality products. Okay. And I have a lot of stuff that I have from FabFitFun. People ask me, where'd you get that? FabFitFun. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So our listeners, you can get the seasonal subscription box with the full size beauty, fitness, fashion, lifestyle, all the stuff. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200 of stuff. So you can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go to, you can go to FabFitFun.com. Okay. That's FabFitFun.com. Use the coupon code FCOL. You'll get $10 off your first box. If you go to FabFitFun.com, put in the coupon code FCOL, $10 off your first order. And, you know, show us what you got. If you get something in the box and you like it, you put it on Facebook and show us.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do it. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about being in Chicago.
Chicago was so nice. It was so nice. It like hurts, if that makes any sense. It's just so nice to know like you have family. I mean, Nicholas and Anthony are out there, my nephews. They're 30, 31 and 32, and they're still close. Every time they get together, they hug each other, which is so sweet to see. They're like each other's best friends. They hang out all the time. They have the same sense of humor, everything. Their wives get along swimmingly for the most part. I mean, come on. You know, you get one of them alone, the other one's talking, you know, but the other, it's just like, of course. Like, that's par for the course, right?
Right. That's
you
family.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta complain about each other. Let off a little steam.
Exactly. But they get along. So the four of them are always together. So when they have these two 13-year-old cousins come to town, they love it. And Nicholas doesn't have kids, which is ideal.
Right, right, right.
And his wife is like a 13-year-old. She's like, oh my God, we're gonna go race car or whatever. We're gonna go to the Top Golf. We're gonna go to the old school arcade. We're gonna go to Dave and Buster's. We're gonna get s'mores. We're gonna watch movies. And by the way, in their basement, they have the whole big screen TV with the Smash Bros. And that's all they have all the games down.
Oh my God.
I mean, it
gold
was
mine.
It was like they had so much fun. They spent the night. So we get to Chicago. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your nightmare.
Oh, my God. So we leave Las Vegas. And I'm going, oh, my God, we're going to Chicago. And it's only 3 hours now from here to – usually we're like 4 hours and some change. This time it's like 3 hours, 20 minutes to Chicago. It's like, great. That's awesome. Plane leaves on time. It's not delayed. Perfect. We get in. So we leave at 6:30. Vegas, and then we get into Chicago at 12:30. But okay, so then we're taxiing to the gate, and the pilot's like, "There's, you know, we have to sit here for a few minutes. The gate's not ready. I don't know why." He was being very nice, like he's trying. He's like, "I'm trying to get information of what's going on, but it should only be like 5, maybe 10 minutes, you know." He's like, "The good news is I got you guys here a little early, but now I feel bad because you're going to be a little, you know, late, whatever." And now I'm looking out the window and there's like a Spirit airline jet just sitting there, and they're, you know, their lights are blinking. They're waiting to go to their gate. We're on Alaska. That's Spirit. Then I look over and there's like a Delta flight, the plane just sitting down, far down on the runway. And I'm going, it's not just our gate. There's other, what, you know, okay, well, I'll just wait 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half hour goes by. He's like, you know, "I'm sorry. You know, I know you, everybody wants to get home. It's after midnight. And trust me, nobody, you know, we all want to get home. So I can't get any information." Now I'm on Twitter, like hashtag, you know, Chicago O'Hare, what's going on the runway, you know, weather situation. I'm trying to find like a flight.
Yeah. And it's summer. It's not summer. Like there's like a storm.
No. And then all I could find was there were thunderstorms 8 hours earlier that was lifted. It was lifted. Something was lifted.
Okay.
8 hours ago. So. And I can't find anything. I'm Googling. I'm on Twitter. I'm on every airline. Nothing. I can't find anything. And I didn't think about it, but my nephew Nicholas has his pilot's license. I could have texted him because we were texting and asked him, but I didn't even think about it. Anyway, so there's no – and then finally at one point the pilot – now it's like an hour, hour and a half. Now the pilot's like – at about an hour mark, he's like – you know, I mean, we're sitting on the runway. It's 1 o'clock, 1:15, and he's like, I know it's in the middle of the night. I'm really sorry. You know, I don't have any information. And he's like, so please, he said this like three times, please don't get your phones out. And we don't want this on YouTube or, he said,
really?
YouTube. And yeah, let's not get it on the internet and YouTube or on, you don't want to be on the news. Let's not video. He said it a couple times. I was like, all right. You're worried about covering your ass. Just fine. Worry about what's going on and how we can get to our gate. Like, at least tell us. Like, I want to know. If you could just tell us. Like, the worst part is not knowing.
Yeah.
Then I see the Spirit airline leave. I'm like, okay, great. Nothing. Then
right. So obviously planes are taking off.
Right. Or I don't know where they're going, but they left. They were sitting there for a good half hour, and now they're gone. The other one, the Delta one, was there for another 45 minutes, and then it was gone. We're sitting here going on the two-hour mark.
No.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of the night.
Was Sonny freaking out?
Sonny is the best because Sonny's just on his phone. Well, he was just like, what's going on, Mom? Like, what's happening? I go, I don't know. We're going to get to our gate. But, like, this happens a lot, I guess. You know, people have to sit on the runway. I've heard, you know, I didn't want to say it, but I had a boss that had to sit on the runway for 7 hours. 7 hours. And they wouldn't let him get up. And, you know, you hear these stories. Well, they don't let you get out of your seat because they're taxiing on the runway. You can't take your seatbelt. At least they were letting people get up to go to the bathroom on our flight, and they were passing out water to everybody. So at least there was that. But 2.5 hours later, we got to our gate. So we sat on the runway for 2.5 hours.
Did you ever find out what the problem was?
No, never found out. And then Nicholas was like, you should have texted me. I could have found out. Didn't find out. At that point, I don't give a shit. Like, come on, it's 3 o'clock in the morning now. I was excited leaving Vegas going, oh, it's only 3.5, whatever flight. Like, woohoo. No, got there in the middle of the night. Wendy's asleep. I told her, just go to bed. We'll take an Uber. Oh, here's the comical part. So we had to go get our suitcases. So it's, you know, carousel number 2, they tell us. So we go down to baggage claim. Sonny and I are at carousel. I'm trying to get the Uber dude, and we're at carousel 2, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and it doesn't start up. And then on the screen it goes, it says now over carousel 6, and we're like,
I hate that.
Oh my god! So then all the people that were to, you know, everybody's together, we all go to carousel 6, and before I can even walk up, I hear people laughing, and I'm like, what? And they're like, back to carousel 2. We were like, oh my God, you have to be kidding me. It's 2:30 in the morning. People were laughing because it was just.
How have they not perfected air travel at this point?
I know.
Like, it happens. Planes take off all day long, every day from all these. Why is it always so hard?
I know. I'm just like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. Sonny is just very patient, and you know, I got the Uber, he got the suitcases, and we were off, and we got home, and that they left the side door open for us. But of course, she got up when we got home, and it was fine. But we had the best week. It was so nice. It was so sweet. It was, you know, we were at Auntie Wendy's house, but then Nicholas and Andrea, I mean, they come up, and Anthony really is the only one working right now. So Nicholas is doing like voiceover stuff, and he's also in flight, whatever, doing his flight thing. So he's got days where he can just hang out, and he took time off for us. And Anthony works at the Chicago, you know, he's a clerk at the floor of the Chicago Stock Exchange.
Oh, wow.
Where it's just mayhem. And I really wanted to go see him at work. I was so proud of this kid. Like, he's in a company with 8 other dudes, and he started with Wendy's husband, Ron, and Ron taught him. And now he's like in this small company doing his thing. And he likes it. He likes his company, likes the people he works with, but it's just mayhem. But he's like, he came from Kimmel. You know, he was a writer's assistant at Kimmel, and he was somebody's bitch 24/7, you know, like the monologue, get up, you know, what a blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, the writers texting Anthony, they need him, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, Auntie Lynette, it's beautiful. He's like, I clock in at 9, I clock out at 5, done. Nobody's looking for me on the weekends. Nobody's looking for me after 5, done. You know, the bell rings, that's it. 4:30, I think, and he's out. Get on the train, he's home by 5, he's done. And he's the one with the baby, you know.
Right, right.
So, and Sam is his wife. And so they're, you know, she's a sweetheart. And they got the baby. She's so cute. And so.
She's pregnant again yet?
No. The other one's trying to get pregnant because it's like
right.
keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing. You
right.
know, like they got married, then they got married. And then
right.
they got a baby. Now they got to have a baby. And I was kind of, you know. And so. So then, like, Nicholas and Andrea have Sonny and Natalia. You guys spend the night, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, spend the night at our house. And then Friday, Anthony's like, I want him on Friday night because I want to get off work. I want to spend time with him. He loves my kids. When he lived here, he always wanted to come over and spend time with them. You know, it's so nice to be with other people like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you forget there's people, like, we live here and we have family, but. You know, Wendy's like, but we're their peeps. Like, we're like that. You know, they're loud. They're arguing and fighting, but they all have the same sense of humor. And they're just like, and they love my kids. They love my kids. They love both of them. They love doing stuff with them, all four of them, and Auntie Wendy and Matthew, you know. But they really like those. There's something about Nicholas and Anthony that is really sweet with Sonny and Natalia. And like.
And did Wendy find a house yet?
She's. Kind of got a plan working. I think she's going to rent here and have a house out there.
Oh, really? So is she coming back out then?
She's going to come back out at the end of August.
Okay.
Somebody's getting married and somebody's got a birthday and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, it's just so nice. And then, today's Friday, but the day we're leaving was a Sunday and we're leaving at 7:30 at night. And by the way, they have game night. Like every night, like
right.
in between, like coming over for game night. Anthony's cooking up breakfast the next morning. Come over for breakfast in the morning, you know.
These people are go-getters.
They are. They're go-getters. Like, oh, my God. Okay. I mean, they're taking them everywhere constantly. And then it's like they're making dinner. Anthony's going to cook dinner, you know. It's like, oh, okay.
I need like 15 breaks
Me
during
too.
All that kind of stuff.
Me too.
I'm like, I just made an entire dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want a parade for every time I do something. For them, it's like
they don't
just a regular part of their day.
For me,
it's like I grilled the chicken one of the nights.
Like,
I made the salad and grilled the chicken.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I'm exhausted.
Why isn't anyone like
I know.
Commenting a lot
well,
about.
And also, Sam has a baby. Like, they have a baby, 18 month old.
Yeah.
And they want my kids to spend. And I'm constantly going, you want me to pick them up? Do you want me to? And Wendy keeps telling me, like, Lynette, leave them alone. They're happy. They want them there. That, you know, she put the baby down and we're playing games until like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, Sam, don't you want to go to bed? She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, and it's not often that you guys are here. Like, I don't know if I would have done that.
No.
You know?
I would have been like, it's not often that you're here for a reason.
Right.
Because I have a baby.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just they're, I guess that's, you know, young couples. They're 30, 31,
yeah.
32, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I never experienced that.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Six of one, half dozen of another.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something to be said for having been 38 when I had my first kid and 40 when I had two more.
Right.
Which seems young to me now.
Yeah.
Now that I'm 50, I just turned whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old I am. Don't worry about that. The point is, I feel like I didn't miss out on anything because 38 now to me honestly seems young. But when I think about having a baby at like 28, I go, well, then I wouldn't have had a chance. Like, I was just getting my life started at 28.
I know.
So now at least I feel like I had a lot of career before I had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had a lot of career since. But I wasn't ever feeling deprived.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm already an older mom and I'm tired.
I know.
And I only have 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I already act like a grandma.
I know.
Who's like, I can't figure out these directions.
Right. I know.
Like
you guys read it.
I would not have the energy of
God.
Young mom.
Right. I know. So game night. So they go to Target. They get all these games. And they play – and Wendy's like, we have game night all the time. And I'm like, you know. And there's three houses, right?
You're like, you know, there's
Nicholas
an internet
and Anthony.
Now.
I know. And they're all close in proximity. They're so close, you know. And they got their scooters. They go back and forth through each other's houses. So they have game night. So they get this game called Chameleon, which is so funny. It's like you have to – somebody's the chameleon. You get the card. So what Anthony's the one that reads the directions and explains
right.
everything.
He's the LB.
You tell us. He's like the Oliver Wendell Douglas. Like we're all like, huh? He's just in a town full of – you know, he's the straight guy. So he reads everything. Okay, this is how it goes. And so one person's a chameleon And you gotta, you roll the dice and you get a word and everybody's gotta guess. And you don't know the word. The chameleon person doesn't know the word, but everybody else doesn't know that you're the chameleon. How do you think that went over with me, Wendy? We can't see. I'm like, can I borrow your glasses? Oh, obviously you're not the chameleon. You know, you have to like look at the word.
Right,
you know,
right,
so if you get the chameleon, it just says chameleon. And you're like, okay, I'm a chameleon. And now you got to play it cool.
Right, right.
But if you're not, you're
poker
like,
face.
Yeah, you got to have a poker face.
Right.
That didn't go over very well. And then you also look at the wrong, there's a card with a bunch of words and it's a theme, like TV shows, you know.
Right.
Bewitched is the word, you know. But if I'm a chameleon, I don't know it's Bewitched.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
And then, but then Wendy sees the wrong, thinks it's I Love Lucy for some reason. Because we didn't understand, like,
right.
How do you know it's that word? Anyway, and so, like, everybody's like, you know, Twitch.
Right.
Like, they're saying things to,
right,
to
right,
you know,
right.
And you got to guess which one's the chameleon. And then she's like a redhead. And we're like, or she said, a Cuban. And we're like, oh, okay. Obviously, she looked at the wrong word. It was just, and she wasn't the chameleon. And there's Natalia, who's like, she can't, you know, hide her excitement.
Right,
oh,
right.
Yay, you know. And Anthony's like, Natalia, you can't be like, oh, yay, when you get to the chameleon. It was so much fun. And then.
But isn't it also when you play these kind of games, it's really fun right at first, but then don't
after
you reach a point
times,
where you're like, I'm bored with
done.
This game.
Yeah, that's
and
what we
and
did.
The kids are not bored.
No.
And they're totally into it. And you're like, I really need this game to end.
I know.
And you know what's worse? So my kids are 11. Mm. So we played games. So they were obsessed with wanting to have game night.
Right.
So now we get home. The kids are like, can we go to Target? Can we go to Target? They wanted to go to Target the night we got home. John's like, we're getting food and we're going to bed. We're tired.
Yeah.
But they were all about it. I mean, yes, Xander was also obsessed with Wii U, but he was also equally obsessed with, like, let's go to Target. They wanted to buy Telestrations.
Yeah.
They would have wanted to buy Chameleon if they'd known about it. Mm. But the funny thing is, so then Sadie sees the game Sorry, which, you know, we've owned like four times.
Right.
Because we own the game, lose a few pieces.
Yes.
It doesn't get played. I'm like, we need shelf space. And I throw stuff away.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you how many Monopoly games I've thrown away. And then there's this new Monopoly called Monopoly Cheaters Edition, which is so dumb and unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
So that one got thrown away. Uh-huh. So the point is, I'm like, all right, we're going to buy games. And then Sadie's like, Mom, I love Sorry so much. It's like, okay, well, it's for six-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm like, all right. Oh, so she's like, I'm going to spend my own money on it. She wanted to spend her allowance.
Mm-hmm.
It was only like $8
right.
or whatever. So she's like, I'm buying it. I'm like, all right. So she buys Sorry. What have I had to play like 18 times since she got
That's
it?
The
Sorry.
Thing.
And I'm like, this is the most excruciatingly boring game, but you have to act like you're a little bit into it. You have to go, oh, no, you got the Sorry card. Guess I'm going to have to go back to start. Meanwhile, you're just like praying to get a 12 so you can get further around the board. I'm like, please let this game. And Sorry's changed a little bit over the years, and I think it's because of all the adults that are annoyed by it.
Uh-huh.
Because it used to be that you could only get out of your start on a 1 or a 2.
Uh-huh.
Now you can get out of your start on any card.
Oh, thank
any
God.
Forward moving
right.
card.
Right.
And then there's only three guys instead of four. There used to be four, like Parcheesi. Now there's only three. I'm like, these people get moms.
I know.
They're like, you don't want this game going on unnecessarily long.
I hate that. They get up to go get a juice box and like push my piece like 3 pieces up. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you were that close to me. Cheating. Okay. Fucking get the game over. Ugh. I know. That's why it was nice because, you know, Sonny always wants to play chess. He had 5 people to play chess with all week long. Like, great.
That sounds like a dream.
You know, it was so nice. And then we left and it was so sad and everybody's crying.
Really?
Oh, Natalia. And she starts crying. Then Auntie Wendy starts crying. And then even like Nicholas and Anthony got teary because Sonny was like bawling. Why can't we all live close to each other? Why does this, why do we, you know, all that. It was just sad. On the plane, they're weepy. And now they're like trying. Okay, so we're going to come back on Thanksgiving, Halloween, all the holidays. And can we come back one more time before school starts, you think? And I'm like, no. It's sad, I know. But they're coming out and, you know, the nice
but
thing
But Wendy's
is
they, coming back
Wendy's
and then the kids
back.
Will come visit her.
Right,
and
right. And then you got the two other ones that are here.
Yeah.
You know, Jackie and Megan are here.
Yeah.
The girls, you know. it's not this. I don't know. Natalia has this connection with the boys that she just loves because they love her unconditionally. It's
yeah.
so nice.
But then school's going to start.
I know.
And they're always on to the next thing.
Yeah, she's got her friends over right now.
Elby leaves for sleepaway camp tomorrow morning. She like came home from the vacation and now she's on to the next.
On to the next.
On to like planning
yeah.
her.
That's what
then
I told them.
Then high school's starting for them, their last year of middle school.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
All right, well.
Enjoy your family.
Another good show. I want to thank our sponsors.
Let's thank wanderbeauty.com/FCOL, proactive.com/FCOL, fabfitfun.com, enter FCOL, and Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Enjoy it.
Yeah. And thank you to our Patreon subscribers. You $5 a month people are amazing. Did we think Ishan Vajpayee this time?
No, not this time.
Oh my gosh. Ishan Vajpayee, we love you. Thank you for being premium A number one. And Carol Kantz, love
you,
babe.
Guys.
Love
you,
girl.
You guys.
Have fun on your retirement.
Ooh,
must
Carol.
Be nice.
Nice. Must be nice.
And then our business shouts, we got who is left? Oh, we got Sarah Dean, who does the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms get their identity again after motherhood. Shamelessmom.com. We got Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. Mm. Speaking of Chicago.
Well, speaking of Chicago.
You tell your whole family to call
yeah,
Kate.
I know. Yeah.
Kate, go help the paradises. go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design. Tish Clevenger wants you to be healthy. That's all she wants. Go to Tish. Email her at Tish Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R, at sbcglobal.net. Michelle Baker does the Green Horizon CBD, THC with no THC, and they have a cream, an ointment that you rub on.
Is that what it's called?
Anywhere you have pain, it helps a lot. Go to mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOLBaker. Casey Howell, real estate agent, Keller Williams, Crystal Coast. She's so cool. She covers all of Eastern North Carolina. She's really pretty. And
she's
a military spouse, so she gets the whole idea of looking to move all the time. Email her at Casey, K-A-C-E-Y, Marie, at gmail.com. Brianna does True Mamas. It's a new it's a mom box filled with postpartum supplies like pads and cooling sprays and nipple cream and all that stuff. And they partner with nonprofits in their community. So a portion of all sales go towards moms in need. Go find them on Facebook, Instagram, and truemamas.com. And last but not least, Sarah Kelsey is with Northwest DNA and they do paternity and relationship testing, including this new non-invasive prenatal paternity test. They're located in Seattle, but they can set up appointments all over the country. Go to nwdnatesting.com. Love
Thank you
guys.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.